We haven't forgotten about all the sports fans. Mwande's here to talk about just, well, for those who had power and could watch, or maybe you, those who didn't get to watch Mwande, what was happening? I know there was rugby. I know that was happening.
Yeah, well, yeah. Honestly, I don't think anybody who missed out because of electricity missed out on much at all. It wasn't the best game to see between South Africa and Argentina. It was really a stop-start affair, and it went on for far too long.
Did it?
It really was an awful, 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 terrible game to watch.
You look pained.
I really am. And I think I should have expected it because we had Frans Steyn starting at number 10 for the Springboks for the first time since 2008. And nobody, and it showed the way that he performed on the field. Nobody should have reasonably expected any better from him. Not to say he's a bad player. He's really great. He's one of the all-time Springbok greats, but not in that particular position where he played. But think about it, Yuveka. How many things that you bought in 2008 still work or still fit?
You're calling him old. I'm sensing some ageism here.
No. Not, he's not a fit for the team right now, especially not a starting position. So it was quite disappointing to see. And well, despite the victories, the Springboks didn't win the rugby championship. That was not so disappointing because we knew that they'd win by 39 points at the start of the game. That's just not going to happen. Not the way the Springboks have played this year.
They had a few scandals to deal with recently. We won't mention any names. You know what I'm saying? That can affect a team psyche.
Exactly that. However, I think the rugby championship was probably lost long before this particular match. So, too disappointed.
And Bafana Bafana had a record crowd watching, eh?
Not the kind of record that anybody wants. So the official estimate, 168 people.
Wow. Is that not an improvement?
Squeezed into the F&B Stadium to watch Bafana Bafana beat Sierra Leone 4-0. It just shows the state of South African football, where we are at the moment with our national team. Absolute zero confidence that anybody has. And I don't think anybody wants to go spend their afternoon watching Bafana Bafana, and it probably was just 168 friends and family there.
And Roger Federer, I mean, you can't look anywhere without seeing farewells and tributes to Roger Federer.
It was quite a bittersweet day. I actually didn't watch because I knew I was going to get super emotional. He's not my favorite. Rafa is my favorite, but then I saw the pictures of Rafa crying for his great friend. It was emotional about it.
Okay, but I mean, you know, we have our tennis greats, and he has some roots to South Africa. So, you know, somewhere like deep in his past, he does.
Well, his mother's South African. Yeah, I never understand how everybody loves claiming Roger as South African.
Well, we can claim Roger. we can claim Roger, so we can feel a bit, emotional about
it. Yeah, I think we get a little patriotic
with him.
And these
are tennis greats. They are tennis greats. Just and for Rafa to cry.
I think somebody was saying as well that he's never played in a world where Roger Federer isn't playing. And I guess he probably was thinking about his time is probably very near as well.
Okay, your time is up then. All right, thanks very much.